Question is, how true was this?
Segment 12B, Pax Romana. The Latin term Pax Romana can be translated as Roman peace. More specifically, it means the 2 centuries of comparative peace and prosperity, which began with Augustus in 31 BC and ended with the fall of the Severan dynasty in 235 AD. The use of the word pax, or peace, might imply the absence of wars. In fact, there are almost always wars on one border or another, and even a brief civil war. Yet the Roman Empire, now including the entire Mediterranean world, was far more peaceful and stable than it had ever been during the Republic. Moreover, the subject peoples of the Roman world truly became Romanized during this time. The Roman legal system ensured the rule of law. The Roman army kept the borders safe from marauders, and the Roman navy kept the seas free from pirates. Attention to the needs of all the people in the provinces as well as in Italy kept the empire remarkably free from social disorder. Even the so-called Year of the Four Emperors, 68 to 69 AD, merely interrupted the series of order and prosperity instead of stopping the Principate in its tracks. Rome's territorial gains were very modest during the time of the Pax Romana. Augustus had hoped to extend Rome's influence in Germany beyond the Rhine. His efforts backfired in 9 AD when Hermann der German annihilated 3 Roman legions at Teutoburg Wald. This defeat at Teutoburg Wald made him advise Tiberius to keep the empire's boundaries right where they were and to focus on keeping what Rome had already gained. Most of the imperial army of 150,000 men was kept busy on those borders not defined by the sea, the desert, or the great rivers. They marched, they drilled, and they built fortifications. The Rhine and the Danube valleys would always remain hot spots and sometimes required additional forces, as did the restless Jews of Judea. Over time, Britain, Arabia, and Dacia, that is modern-day Romania, were added to the empire, and a handful of client kingdoms were annexed. For the most part, though, Rome focused upon developing internal stability. More and more provincials won the full Roman citizenship, and many of the more enterprising provincials actually found their way to Rome, which had become virtually the capital of the Mediterranean world.